Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight. Hey, Katie.
Hey, T.
How are you doing?
If this was my first child, I wouldn't have another child.
I feel like, no, you know what? I honestly feel like you would, because I feel like you forgot how like Leah just like screamed and was fussy like so much in the beginning.
No, you're definitely right. We literally were talking about this the other day, because I was like, I know Leah had gas.
No, like I feel like it was bad. Like she was always really fussy.
Yeah, but like he doesn't sleep. Like, he does not. He maybe sleeps for 30 minutes, and then it's, like, he looks like he's getting an exorcism done. Like, rigid, head back, and just, like, I mean, I feel so bad. Like, I feel so terrible. Like, I'm like, if I could take the gas pains from you, I would. But, like, as an adult, gas hurts my belly, and I'm not comfortable.
Right.
Like, gas pains aren't fun.
No.
So, like, I mean, some doctors even say, like, gas pains can be worse than labor pains. I've never experienced labor, so I cannot compare. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's – so, like, I feel so bad, but, like, literally 30 minutes, he just sleeps, and that's it.
Maybe we should get a hotel room on Thursday. And
yeah. Actually, I really can't wait. I have two weddings in October, and I can't fucking wait.
I know. We were talking about Danielle's today. I actually got shoes today. For the weddings that I have, because I also have two in October, but I have nothing to escape from. So
I did get the dress okayed that I showed you by Dan, because it's not when people have specific colors. So our friend requested a dusty blue, yes. Blue and slate blue are different blues.
They are
so
different.
I wanted to make sure. I mean, she's not really having us as bridesmaids, but we're kind of all wearing the same color. But I got it approved.
Yeah.
So I'm going to probably purchase that.
I'm waiting for mine. I made my first Depop purchase ever.
Okay.
Because I was looking at dresses. I couldn't find anything that I was like, oh my God, I have to have this one, where mm-hmm. I was like, I'm okay with spending this money. And then again, dusty blue is very hard to find if it's not like a bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah.
Actually, the dress that I wore to my brother's wedding, it comes in dusty blue, but it's sold out. And I was like, if only I had gotten the dusty blue 2 years ago, I would have had a dresser
been
ready.
Solved.
So I went on Azazi because like they have like, I mean, they have a ton of dresses to choose from on there. So I was like, all right, even though I'm not like a bridesmaid, like they have dresses that are just like look like dresses that aren't necessarily like bridesmaids dresses.
The midi dresses always look like normal dresses.
So I found one and then I found it on Depop. It's literally like so basic. But I got it for like $36 instead of like $100. So I'm like, if I only wear it once, it's fine.
Price per wear.
I'm a really big fan of that. And that's like my new thing, because I used to – like I have so many dresses.
I get that.
Like so many. And I refuse to donate them because I'm like, eventually styles come back. You never know. I had 6 weddings this year. I only bought 1 new dress.
Yeah.
Well, now 2, this one. But like, yeah. So I save all my dresses. So same. I'm just going to add it to the collection.
Even like the dresses that I had when I was pregnant, I was like, I'm just going to save them. They're mediums. I was like, you never know.
You never know.
Like maybe I might fit in one's tentative that I wore to Claire's wedding for Bailey's wedding, the first one in October. I also love when like, because these are very drastic places for these weddings, like mm-hmm. people. So like even if the dusty blue one come or the slate blue, I should say, comes in and I like it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling it for Bailey's also. It doesn't matter.
That's the one good thing about having like, I don't think any of my weddings were overlapped this year. It was like
so nice.
No overlap for me. So like I could have worn the same dress to all of them, but because I have a closet full of dresses, I didn't have to.
I was even thinking, cause I like the look of Danielle's dress.
Yeah.
Like
I love the look of it.
Right. Like, so I was even thinking like, oh, for officiating my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's wedding, but the maid of honor is wearing like, a deep green.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, I don't know if I like the slate blue against it. Like, I don't want to clash in her photos. So I might just get black.
Yeah. We'll I mean, there's
time. To be determined.
TBD. Anyway, something that was predetermined was us reading Cash by Jessica Peterson for this week's episode, book club episode. So Cash is a cowboy, like small town romance. It follows, obviously his name is Cash, which I thought it was going to be a nickname. And then I like how she was like, wait, she was like, is your name actually Cash?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, named after Johnny. His parents were big, Johnny and June Cash fans. Why am I drawing a complete blank on the female main character's name?
Please hold.
No.
Molly.
Molly. I was like, I know it's with an M. I want to say Mallory. I was like, it's not Mallory.
It's not Mallory. Okay.
So Molly's dad passes away. She's like in a strange relationship with her father. Her parents get divorced when she's 6 years old. Her mom moves her back to Dallas. Her dad owns a ranch in Hartsville, which is like 3 hours away from Dallas. And after he passes away, at the reading of his will, she inherits his ranch and like his entire fortune.
With a caveat
that she has to live on the ranch for an entire year to be able to get it. She does not like this. Her mother is like, no, that cannot be legal. I'll get my lawyers on it. And one of the big reasons why Molly doesn't want to stay on the ranch is because she owns a cowboy boot company with her good friend from college. And a lot of like the events that they do with influencers and stuff are in the city. So it's just easier for her to be in the city.
Yes.
But she decides that she's going to go out to the ranch. She's like, I may as well just go get some of the money that I can put back into my budding new business. And she gets there and Cash is just like, he's not like, about
screw
it.
Screw you, bitch.
He basically is like, screw this girl. Because one, he's the foreman of the ranch. He like runs the whole thing. Molly's dad told him that when I die, you're going to inherit the ranch. Her dad died unexpectedly, never changed the will, which I don't think those were his intentions anyway. I think that his dad just like assumed Molly would keep him on or whatever the situation was. But there's a lot of, he thinks she's just like some dumb city girl, obviously, because that's how it always is. And he is just not happy that she's there. And so Molly proves him wrong. And she starts working on the ranch. And she starts like learning how to ride horses again. And she like really comes into herself on the ranch.
I always love when one of the characters very much doubts the other. Like he really thinks she's just this like trust fund baby who hasn't gotten her hands dirty a day in her life and has been fed everything on a silver platter. But she holds her own. She's out. She's up at the butt crack of dawn. She's helping to cook breakfast. So he's like, wait, she can cook. She can do things. She's actually showing up. Like, she starts dressing a little bit more like them. I mean, he judges her for the new boots because apparently you're supposed to wear some warning cowboy boots out there. But yeah, she, like, holds her own. I love a bit, like, we like banter. And they have some very good banter moments.
Yes, they really do. And I love how Molly is, like, she is a girly girl. And she, like, likes to dress cute and do her hair and do her makeup. But she can also, like, muck a stall and ride a horse and, like,
wear jeans and, like, one of those button-down shirts. Like, she fits right back into it.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, I understand. Like, I think it's funny because who doesn't judge a book by their cover? I'm sorry. First impressions.
They're everything.
You know, whatever. We all make rash decisions based on like outward appearances. We've done it. But that's like, so I like that she's like, oh, I'm still girly, but I also can do this. And he's like, oh, you know, I definitely misjudged this girl. Like I don't say immediately, but he like very quickly is like, knows that he's being a dick. He also like loved her father and he's like, he would not be happy with the way that I'm treating her. He's just like both of his parents died when he was younger and he basically like raised his brothers, his four other brothers. So I feel like he just like has this like sense of what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, he feels like he has to, like, take care of everything and protect everything. And this is kind of, like, out of his hands. So he
when you don't have control over something, yeah. It's scary. It's frightening. Yeah.
He's, like, going against the grain a little bit.
Plus, like, he has some motives in terms of wanting to take his family ranch and kind of combining it with this one. And he wants to be successful. So, like, understandable that all of a sudden this girl shows up from mm-hmm. out of town. You know what that ranch is worth. So all you're – and he's not wrong. And I like that they kind of both are very open about the fact that they want the money and what they want it for.
Yeah,
so I can't stand sometimes when, like, it's hidden. Like, there's, like, a hidden agenda. But it's, like, when you know you're set to inherit probably millions, I mean, yeah, I'd want that too.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest here. So I like that they
kind of – Not going to turn that down.
So, I like that they call that out. Like, I like when he's, like, you're staying here because you want a paycheck at the end of the month. She's, like, yeah. Yes, I do. Like, I'm trying to fund my business back at home and we are seeing red right now. So, yes, I want the money.
Right. Yeah. It's not like she's like, oh, I just want the money so I can go get, like, pedicures and, like, manicures. Yeah,
which
and,
is what he automatically just assumes.
Right. And I do, like, I like how support, like, once, like, they start, like, becoming friends, how supportive he is of, yes. like, her and her business. And I like how she didn't have to give up. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's, yes. like, no, like, this, like, big third act breakup where she's like, oh, I have to move back. Like, it is very much, like, they are, like, once they're together, they are together.
And I think it make, again, bait. Okay, because speaking of, like, someone following their career path, like, Liz Tom, 40, I'll say her name correctly.
I know, it's so hard for us.
I know, it's so hard for us. In Caught Up, she does go back to her job, but he can't exactly just, like, leave the team. I mean, he would, but, like, he can't. Like, it's a different situation. Whereas, like, I think from the get-go with Cash, you're seeing him and he's just, like, a true Southern gentleman the entire time, right?
Yeah.
And just, like you're saying, super supportive that, like, even when you kind of start getting to, like, that the 70-80% of the book where you're expecting maybe a third act breakup, you kind of, like, can see, like, his mind start to work. Like, he's like, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work. Like,
yeah,
I know her dad didn't want to leave the ranch. I don't want to repeat this for her, but her mom didn't want to be at the ranch. That's the difference.
That's the
Molly
difference.
Molly liked the ranch.
Yeah.
So in his mind, he was already trying to brainstorm ideas of how to get, like, the best of both worlds. And even his brothers are like, wow, you must really like her. Cause, like, you're even thinking about, like, leaving and, like, okay, like, you could step away for a couple days and come back if need to. So I think it makes sense for the characters this mm-hmm. book that there was no third act breakup or some grand, like, I need to go back to Dallas and need to stay here.
It's 3 hours. Like, that to me is obviously very annoying, but that's not that's not long distance.
Exactly.
Like,
and when me an asshole, but, like, I feel like when you're the foreman or the owner, not that you should just be gallivanting off left and right because you obviously have to work at your job, but I do think
you have a lot more, like, leeway.
Yes. Like, so if you're like, hey,
flexibility.
I'm gonna go away for 4 days here and come back and spend 3 days here or vice versa. It's not the worst.
Yeah.
Thing
and like she, I'm sorry, like the boot thing, which was like, I had, like, she could be designing them anywhere.
Yes.
And then just go to Dallas for the events that they have.
Yes.
Like, it was just like, so there was so many easy fixes and I'm glad that it wasn't the issue. The issue was more like the mom, like getting the mom on board.
And I'm kind of glad that that wasn't drawn out too much either.
I know. Cause I really thought that, like, they were going to be like, we're going to work on things. And then her mom was going to get in her head.
Yes.
And that was going to cause, like, some, like, big rift, but Cash is very, like, no.
Charming.
Yeah, he's very charming, and just like, yeah.
Yeah. I liked that too because I was like, here we go. Like, once I got back to Dallas and met her, I was like, there is going to be a third act breakup because he's going to go home because his mom, like, basically was like, put in her mind that she can't do this. And she was going to basically be like, we're done, just go home.
Yeah.
Ugh, I will say, and I knew this because I think I finished this before you,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to text you, but I was like, I'm going to let it go because we'll talk about the podcast. The word honey.
Oh. So I normally do write really in-depth, reviews. And I didn't for this one. But my one thing was This book was so cute. I love the characters, blah, blah. Too much use of the word honey for my liking.
Yeah. It was too much.
I literally recorded a TikTok. It's like in my drafts. It's been sitting there. Because I like don't know if I want to post it or not. Because a lot of authors use honey in their books. And Katie and I are like president and vice president or like co-presidents of the We Hate Honey like club.
I don't find it sexy. I don't like it. Like
that's – if you're going to – okay. Oh, hey, hon, can you get me a glass of water?
Yes.
Oh, honey, can you like run upstairs for me and get me my phone charger? Different.
I think the way you could say it too, like
also just honey, like, oh like, yeah, you're really taking my cock so well, honey.
Doesn't do it for me.
It like makes me feel all like, ugh. Like it curdles. It curdles.
It almost
it's
like,
curdled milk.
It's
in my
almost
stomach.
Like you're getting a little turned on, if you will, and then all of a sudden something happens. You're like, I lost a little bit of interest.
Like, you're taking my cock so well, honey. Is like one end of the spectrum that I hate. And then like you're taking my cock so well, you dirty slut.
Slut, yeah.
Is another. I need it right here. I need the honey's too nice of like a term. And like dirty slut is like too mean. Like I need just right here. Just right in the middle.
How about babe?
You're taking my cock so well, babe. Okay. Thank you.
Use the word babe.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make a graphic where it's like petitioning authors to start using the word babe.
Yeah.
Here's a list of Katie and Teresa approved names. Babe and baby are at the top. Even baby, if they can be like a little overdone. So
I'll say baby, it depends. Because baby can be like, oh baby.
Yeah, like oh baby. No, babe. Just use babe. Babe.
Or like, I don't know, if like they have like a cute nickname for each other.
I was gonna
like,
say nicknames are always welcomed.
Love. Or like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a nickname that I like read or something.
Even like sweetheart. Like like once in a while, like throw that in there.
There's just something about honey that is very like old school and or me just be like forcing my husband to do something for me.
Yeah. I just don't find it sexual.
It's just not sexy. It's not sexy. So it's okay in like a, oh, like, how you doing today, honey? Or like, whatever, but like not, like, it's not sexy.
I can envision him in like his Wrangler jeans, those cowboy boots, his hat,
his mustache,
literally with his southern drawl saying like, hey honey, as she's walking up to like a stall.
So cute.
I can see it. It's adorable. In bed, no.
Right. It's just, I don't know what it is. It really, it takes me out. It's like,
same.
It like gives me the itch. I started
like docking like quarter stars with the amount of how many honeys there were in this book.
There was
like,
a lot of them.
I'm losing it.
There was a lot of honeys. Because I think she even says like she like loves like that he calls her that. So at one point she like says something and then he like the next page is like honey, 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 honey. And I was like, oh, stop. I'm gonna throw up.
It made me do this.
Yeah. No, same. I know. And I feel really bad because I know there's probably people who like love it
they're
and we're just like shitting.
Assholes.
We're yucking your yum a little bit right now, which we don't intend to. But sorry, it's just our opinion.
It is our opinion. I feel like I had – like I gave this a 4-star rating. I felt like it like hit the checked boxes of small town, grumpy sunshine, a little bit of – I don't want to call it enemies to lovers, but like a little bit more of like a animosity towards others really quickly.
Yeah.
I loved his southern charm. I loved the gentleman aspect. Good spice.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that there was good spice. Even like the pregnancy thing, like I think that very much that could have been – that could have went one way or the other, and it went the right way.
Yes.
I like that it made sense for this character and what they both wanted, and they both have said previously that they wanted families.
Yes.
But yeah, I think the honey thing really just started to dock the points for me, and I was like, I can't.
Yeah, I gave it 3, and like I gave it like 3, and I like sometimes I give a book a 3 because I'm disappointed in it, and then sometimes I give a book a 3 because I actually liked it more than I thought I would, but it wasn't perfect, and that's how I felt about this.
Okay.
Like, I feel like there were times where I could definitely tell that this was, like, her – I think this is her first book.
I think so, yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, the writing seemed, like, choppy or just, like, unpolished.
Yes.
I just feel like it needed to be, like, polished in some places. And then, yeah, obviously the use of honey, which, like, I wouldn't, like, take off points for that. But it was used so much, and I don't like it so much that, like, it kind of started, like, bringing me out of it a little bit.
One scene also, like, again, call me an asshole if you want to. I don't mind any type of, like, public affection. I think there's, like, a line. Like, mm-hmm. don't try to make out with me in public. I'm cool with, like, hand-holding, hugs, some sweet kisses.
Yeah.
But I think that's even pushing it. I'm thinking of, like, Tom and me right now. We're also, like, quite a few years in a relationship. I'm like, we're good. Like, we can be across the room. Like, just give me, like, a head nod every now and then. Like, I'm happy. But I don't – like, when I'm with someone, like, so if it's just me, my person, and, like, a friend, not you, because I feel like you're just – we're too close for whatever – no, actually, in this situation, I will use you.
Yeah.
But if, like, I'm dating someone new, I don't need him pulling me onto his lap while we're all having a conversation.
Yeah.
You want to touch my leg when we want
– yeah.
Cool. To me, that's just not, like, a me thing.
I'm also just not going to – I'm not a lap sitter in general. Same. It's not very comfortable.
No, it's not. It's not.
Like, in that situation, she's on the chair next to him. He's on the couch, hand on her thigh. Yes. So much hotter than pulling her off the chair to sit on his lap. If I was hanging out with you and you had a new boyfriend and you were sitting on his lap, I'd be like, can you guys stop?
I would do the same.
Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing?
This is a no. But again, like, to each their own. If you like that, knock your socks off. Right. It just does not work for me. I've always been like this.
There were, like, that's what I'm saying. There was just, like, little things that I was just like, oh, I don't like this. Okay, another thing that I thought was because, okay, so her dad, her mom is a bitch. Like, I don't even care that her mom came around. I don't like her mom. I'm just going to say that flat out. So when the dad dies, technically, I guess Molly is, like, his, like, next of kin, but the mom, like, arranges the whole funeral, and she does, like, all of that, and...
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, well, first of all, she, like, the reason why they're divorced is because he loved the ranch, and he loved Hartsville, and mm-hmm. she moves his body from Hartsville to Dallas and buries him in Dallas, which I already think that's weird.
Weird.
Anyway, then they have a funeral, and... Molly's, like, initial thing with Cash is that, like, nobody from the ranch came to the mm-hmm. funeral. She's, like, very, like, she's, like, oh, like, you all say he's family, you all love him, say all these things about him. Nobody came to the funeral. Like, it was just me and my, like, it was just, like, a couple people. And Cash is, like, well, we weren't invited. And then, like, I highlighted it. I don't want to, like, bore you guys with me scrolling to find it, but he's, like, oh, I never got the invite. And then, like, it's brought up in, like, a couple other times about, like, how he was never – like, how they were never invited to the funeral. And, like, I don't know. Maybe it could be a Southern thing. But I've never been invited to a funeral. Like, somebody dies.
And they go.
Like, you know – like, you find out when the services are, and then you just show up. Like, you don't get invite to a funeral.
Correct. I do remember one part, though, because I remember being like, what do you mean invited? But then it's brought up again that Cash reached out to her mother to, like, check in about services. And I believe – and I could be wrong, and if I am wrong, please correct me. I believe the mother told them that they were not invited to come.
Yeah. I think
that's
true.
Which that makes more sense. Like,
but, like, the whole invited thing. I think if she was like – yeah, I think if she was like, you're not welcome to come. But he, like, says it, and, like, because she says, like, I had to find it. Sorry, because now I'm – oh, okay. Why did you come to the funeral? You say you and Dad and everyone else on the ranch were tight, but no one from Hartsville showed up. And Cash says, we weren't invited. And she says, that's not possible. Mom said she invited everybody Dad knew. And he goes, you sure? Maybe y'all missed it in the mail. No one got an invitation of any kind. So, like, I don't know if that's just, like – oh, like, being sarcastic, like, oh, we didn't get an invite in the mail, or if it's, like, part of, like, the plot is that, like, they were expecting, like, a mailed invite to the funeral.
And again, maybe, like, it certainly wasn't a South Carolina thing, but, like, maybe it's a Texas thing, like, I don't know. But, yeah, then, like, that's weird. Like, thinking of just, like, a service, you just find out when it is and you show up if you know the person and you want to pay your respects that way, which, like, to each their own. Some people just don't like wakes or funerals.
My dad died, I didn't like send out invites. Like when people were like, oh, when's the service? I told them, but I wasn't like, oh, you're invited, RSVP.
Yeah. Strange. But I mean, hey, like it made sense for the plot. Like I get where she was trying to go with it. But yeah, like, but even like, and again, this is me being a little ignorant because I have parents who are married and love each other, like to the point where I'm like nauseated sometimes by their love. I'm like, honestly, guys, get a room. But like, ew, I don't even want to say that to you.
I'll say it. Get a room.
It's cute. Their love's cute. But the fact that like the mom really does plant in her head, like I just don't like when people, if you don't like someone, don't like them. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like everybody. Just like there's people you probably like that I don't and vice versa. Like that is okay. But like I would never force my feelings onto somebody else. And I think as like a parent, it is so like Tom and I talk about this all the time. Like I have a 1-year-old and a brand new baby who has no idea what's happening in the world. But like I tell Tom all the time, like we can never get mad at each other or argue because even our 1-year-old can pick up on it. Like they can sense
and
feelings and emotions. Like I would never, even if like someone cheated on me, like maybe as you get older, I'll tell you what's up and like what happened. But like, I'm not going to sit there unless like they're truly like, a bad fucking human being. But like this guy doesn't seem like a bad guy. He just didn't want to chase them because he liked the ranch. And like maybe you, again, like two sides to every story type of thing. Like we're digging into a fictional plot that's like, we don't need to dig this deep.
No.
But like, you know what I mean? But I'm like, I would never still badmouth my child's other parent just because of my feelings.
Right. That's another reason why I really, really dislike her. Mother,
she's a
because
piece of shit.
Again, right. Like your relationship with him didn't work out, but you should want the relationship between him and his daughter to work out.
Yes.
Instead, she like created this like rift where Molly felt like she like had to pick sides. And of course she's going to pick her mom's side because she's with her mom like 90% of the time. And like her dad is, also, like, he's the parent. He should be trying
100%,
harder. He should be 100%. Making more of an effort. Again, it's a 3-hour drive. Maybe not every weekend, but maybe every other weekend.
Yeah.
You can drive out to Dallas. And even if it's just, like, a lunch and then driving back to the ranch, making an effort with your daughter. Like, if she stops answering your phone calls, you keep calling. Like, sorry. But
I would show up at the house.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I do – I think a lot of it had to do with the mom, and still like after the man's dead, she's still talking shit about him and bad mouthing the ranch. Like, I get it. Like that must suck when you're like married and like you love somebody and maybe like their job comes before you.
Yeah.
But again, like she wanted to live in the city. She wasn't like, she tried to live on the ranch. Like, so
she
at least I guess she gave it she gave it her best effort, but she wasn't willing to give up really the city life for him. He wasn't willing to give up the ranch life for her. That should have nothing to do with their child.
Agreed.
And I like strongly disagree with the way that the mom handled that situation.
Which again, I understand for the purpose of this book, like that was probably intense. There's a reason.
Yeah, I mean, listen, but like, all books need to have like the plot, right? So like that was part of the plot. But I mean, it doesn't mean we have to like her.
Exactly. She was a little bit of an asshole in my opinion. But I also do like that Cash brings up how like he has spoken to him about like, you should keep trying.
Yeah. I like that Cash too. Like at first, like, cause Cash loves her dad, like loves him, considers him a father figure. And in the beginning, he's, like, kind of mad at Molly because of, like, how Molly, I guess, like, treated her dad. And, like, she admits it. She was like, I would only call him when I needed money.
Yep.
And, like, her dad would just give it to her because he was, like, you know, trying to buy her love in some ways. And she has a lot of regrets, and so did her dad. But I like that Cash, too, was like, yeah, like, he had a lot of regrets. And, like, we kind of gave him a lot of shit for it. Like, we told him, like, you're the parent. You should be trying harder. But, like, nobody's perfect. Like, again, nobody's perfect.
No, and I think after a while too, it's gotta like, you could be a strong ass person, right? Like overall, but I think after, like, I couldn't imagine like Leah, like thinking about like my family, right? Like if Leah lived with her father and I constantly like reached out to her and she started to like ignore me, that probably after a certain point would like beat me down. Like, okay, My kid wants absolutely nothing to do with me. But if she calls me and wants something, I'm going to give it to her immediately because I'm craving any sort of anything from them. But yeah, like I do agree, like as a parent, you should keep continuing. But I do think at a certain point too, and it's 100% still on the parent. As she became an adult, she could have made up her own mind to be like, I'm going to try to reach back out to this guy and see what like, see really what this all is about type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Still, the parent should always make the effort. But I think at a certain point of an age, you can also. But like, I couldn't even imagine if like you're going to turn to your mom and be like, hey, I'm going to reach out to dad. Because like you still you do crave like your parents' approval. If my mom was like, no, you can't do that, I'd be like.
Or like, ew, why do you want to talk to him?
Yeah. Then it's like, well, then, okay, maybe I won't do that anymore. So like, never mind.
Yeah.
So like, I feel bad for like the it's every time I think of the word regrets, I think of like the Snickers commercials, like the regerts tattoo.
No regerts.
So like, even though you might have some regerts, like that fucking sucks. Like I hate the woulda, shoulda, coulda game.
Yeah. Same. Anyway, let's talk about Cash and Molly, though, in general. Like, the dancing in the bar.
A man that can dance?
And, like, they dance, like, a lot.
I know.
And, like, that's, like, the first time that they're, like, very, like, openly flirting and very, like, openly, like, oh, like, do we like each other? And then she does the dumb thing of inviting her, like, Dallas.
Ugh, I hated that part.
I know. Because that was actually something that, like, did bother me a little bit. So in the beginning, before she moves to Hartsville, she's has a casual, random, like, hookup partner. This guy Palmer that she went to college with. And, like, they literally just, like, have sex and, like, that's it. So when she starts, like, having – after – they have, like, the hot night of, like, two-step dancing and line dancing and shit or whatever. And, like, probably grinding, whatever it is, at the bar. So good. She's like, oh, I must just need to get laid. Like, I cannot sleep with Cash. He's technically my employee. Like, he runs the ranch. If, like, things don't – like, if things go wrong, like, it'll really, like, fuck a lot of stuff up. And, like, they're finally becoming friends and she doesn't want to fuck it up. So she's like, I just got to get laid.
Yeah.
Like, this is the – and then she's like, oh, I don't know if, like, the contract says that I can't go back to Dallas for the weekend, so I'll invite him here. First of all, who's going to tell on you?
No one.
Second of all, I was getting – I knew – like, I knew that she wasn't – like, I knew it wasn't going to really be anything. But like, she thinks he's just going to drive 3 hours or just going to spend 24 hours in her bedroom and then he's going to leave and no one's going to see him.
I know, what an idiot.
The minute he pulls up, everyone knows he's there. He's like, show me the ranch. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did think, like, that scene in the bar.
A little much, in my opinion.
I say it's a little much. It was a little much. Literally, like, you're not respecting her. Like, they fuck. They're not, like, that's literally the name of the relationship.
He could have just, like, ignored, like, kind of been like a little snippy as he go back to your original way that you were treating her and then like have like a passionate like yell out moment like
no that reason to fight this guy and punch him. Like, honestly, like Palmer literally, honestly, in my opinion, I'm sorry, he did nothing wrong and he wasn't even a bad guy. Like, all of a sudden, like, we're just supposed to believe that he's just like Molly's using him the exact same way he's using her.
So, like, even the fact that he's, like, flirting with other girls, I mean, little whatever.
Don't do it in front of me, but that – I'm sorry, but I know that they've been out before and Molly's done the same thing to him. Like, they are – they don't have this, like, relationship. They literally fuck and then they go off and do their own things. So, all of a sudden, now he's this, like, bad guy. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And she could have, like, said that, too. Like, that this is not – I'm also, like, her wanting – him to like pay attention more to her. I was like, that defeats the purpose. Like, she's she called him because she's starting to like want Cash.
Mm-hmm.
So then why is she all of a sudden butt hurt about him not paying attention to her when like that's never the factor? Like, this makes no sense.
I honestly thought what was gonna happen was he was gonna start flirting with these other girls. She was gonna be like, fuck it, whatever. Like, I don't care, get with these other girls. And then she was gonna, I didn't think it was gonna be this like blowout.
I thought he was
gonna
like, like end up hanging out with one of the cowgirls at the bar.
Yeah. And like, they were just gonna be like, hee hee about it.
Yeah. And then be like, you know what? You have fun. And then, like, she would have a talk with Cash and be like, we literally used each other for one reason and one reason only. And, like,
yeah.
I was just trying to get you out of my system.
Yeah, and then they would go home and, like, be, like, yeah. madly in love. Yeah, no. Yes. I was just like, we're not – now all of a sudden Palmer's just, like, mean. Like, no. Yeah. Like, come on. He's just literally just a bro who came – drove 3 hours to get with the girl who invited him there for the one reason was to yes. fuck. She didn't invite him there because she likes him.
And also, like, he did drive 3 hours.
Right. Let him flirt with a cat. Literally, like, nobody's feelings should have been hurt.
Nobody's feeling should have been hurt. And he was not, like, it's not like he was mean and, like, conniving and a dipshit to her. Like, he was just a guy.
Like, literally, so.
You're both using each other for the one reason.
Exactly. You're both using each other. So you're not, like, any better than he is.
No.
In this situation.
Exactly.
It was weird. I was like, okay, like, that was a little much. Agreed. But what comes from that is great because you finally do get, like, the payoff of them. Finally yes. being together.
And they tend – I thought for sure this was going to be a little bit more of a faster-paced romance, if you will.
I was going to say, it was a slow burn.
Yes, it was a slow burn.
Because I think that they don't get together until, like, 65%. So for me, in, like, a standalone romance, 65% is slow burn.
Yes, I agree.
And then there's a lot of fucking that goes on after.
There's a lot of fucking.
And it's good. She writes really, really good spice.
I was going to say, she does a very good spice. To the point where I didn't want to skim it. I was yeah. invested in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made sense for this one. Like, you become so smitten with each other that you just, like, it made sense for their honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And then, like, I like the scene, where he's, like, explaining, like, he's, like, we're in the bathtub a week later when I fall in love with Molly. It happens yeah. all of a sudden. Or maybe it's been happening all along, but it only takes some bubbles and a good hard laugh for the realization to finally crystallize. And he goes on to say, she silently heaves with laughter, and the fact that I can make someone this happy, laugh this hard, has a steady kind of certainty taking root in my gut. Like, he, like, because I feel like that's, I just, like, I love when I believe that the couple in a book is, like, really in love and, like, when it feels, like, very, like, authentic and real. And I just, like, I got that vibe.
I got that, too.
From her writing, like, this scene specifically. And then at the end.
I'm looking at the
quotes. My favorite quote from the whole book. It's literally at 99%. I'm pretty sure it's just, it's, like, in the epilogue, like, right at the end. He says to her, ride my mustache, honey, like you mean it. I, not even kidding, I love a mustache. Not on every man, but
not
like,
on every man.
I do love a mustache. I've been trying to get Gil to grow a mustache, and he's like, I literally work in finance. I cannot show up to work with a mustache. I'll be laughed off Wall Street. And he doesn't work on Wall Street, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, so I just keep picturing, I was picturing Riley Green.
That's a good one. It is a good one.
I know you said Glenn Powell, which also, yes. But I was just picturing Riley Green, like, specifically, like, I'm holding up a photo for Katie to see.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Very cowboy, very mustache.
Yes.
I like, I dig it. I was digging it.
I'm digging it too. Tom wanted to do a mustache. He thought it'd be funny for The Office. Tom can pull that off.
Tom could definitely pull off a mustache.
Yes. He had one his senior year of college.
And wait, again.
Such a bro.
Travis Kelce has a mustache right
and
now.
And he looks good.
And I'm going to say something controversial. While I do think Travis Kelce, like, I understand his appeal, he's not my type.
I like a blonde. He's not my cup of tea.
He's just not my type. I know, like, I think he's handsome. Like, I think he's hot. But, like, he just doesn't do it for me personally. But these photos of him lately with the mustache and his hair's longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, actually, I could see it now.
Yes. Yes, he's looking
when
good.
He has, like, the shaved head, I'm like, that's not my vibe. But, like, the little bit of longer hair and the mustache, I'm like, Taylor, girl, I see
you
it now.
See
like,
it.
I get it. I get it. I mean, I love them together regardless of what he looks
They're
like.
Adorable.
But, like, but now I'm like, ooh, no, I get it.
I know. I get that.
I think I'm just a mustache girl.
Maybe you are. Gil, if you're listening to this, which you're not.
Which he's not. And he's not even home, so he doesn't hear me. So it's fine.
I should just text him inside and be like, listen, I need you to grow a mustache.
No, I literally have been bringing it up like constantly. I'm like, just grow a mustache.
Well, you know what? You know who could probably get him to grow one? Gina.
I think I brought it up when we were at Gina's house. And I was like, I want Gil to grow a mustache. Because I said that Paul should grow one. And she was like, no, I hate mustaches. And I was like, okay, well, also, don't. That's not helpful. And then JJ was like, just grow a beard. And I was like, no. He's like, well, no, Gil has a beard. Gil just has it very, like, it's very 5 o'clock shadowy.
Yes.
It's scruff. It's not like
maybe
beard,
if we
beard.
Talk to Gina and tell her what your agenda is. You have to like level set with that child.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, oh my God, Gene Money, this is what you should do.
I know. Because I can't. No, he's going to be like, no, I can't because work. I'm like, okay, well.
Gina knows how to peer pressure. She knows how to like.
I got to start sending him photos of like men in suits with mustaches and be like, oh, look what's happening. It. I'll be like, oh my God, look at this guy who's doing all the stocks with his mustache. And he'll be like, oh, okay.
Are you going to give yourself just a mustache one day?
What?
Would you just do a mustache one day?
Would I? I mean, I thought about it.
Tell him do it for my birthday.
Teresa wants you to do it for her birthday.
I did it in college.
I know. I know.
I sent
you
a picture of me in college.
No.
No.
What's going on for her birthday?
She just wants you to have a mustache.
Why?
Just
my,
do it.
Because my other husband won't do it.
Because her other husband won't do it.
That makes two of us.
What a party pooper.
Whatever. I'll get Paul. Maybe. I'll get the third husband maybe to do it.
What?
I'll see how frisky I'm feeling.
Paul will do it for you.
I'll get one of them to do
Tom
it.
Tom goes, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, next week, we have our interview with Tegan Hunter and her release of Delayed Penalty, which comes out on Thursday the 12th.
Yes.
We read it. We already interviewed her. It goes off the rails at the end. It's really funny,
Teresa.
Actually. I honestly don't even know what happened.
I don't know what happened either.
We started saying goodbye, and then like 15 minutes later after...
Cats
and hockey and Taylor Swift. I don't know. I was sober. I just have to say that when you listen, that was just sober. Anyway, so we have Tegan on the 18th, and then Kay Bromberg and her newest release, Twisted Night. I don't remember the day that the book releases. We're dropping the episode on the 25th. I believe the book comes out on the 18th.
And it's a new series. I do know that.
It is. And it's not a stand. Okay, so that's what I... not a standalone. So it's part of a series. It's romance.
Mm-hmm.
But it is part of a series, which is good to know going in because I think a lot of people assumed it was going to be
a lot of the reviews that posted, they thought it was going to be a standalone.
Yeah. Okay. No, sorry. It comes out on the 24th. We are dropping the interview on the 25th, I believe. We're going to discuss that because now I'm thinking maybe we just drop it a week later to give people a chance to read it.
That's a good idea.
And then we won't have an episode on the 25th probably because I'm going to be in London. But stay tuned. Actually, you know what? No, I already put – no. Guys, screw me. I already posted the calendar. It says the 25th. We're putting it out on the 25th.
Yeah,
so
let's just do that.
Just wait to read. Just no spoil. No, don't be rife with spoilers, but just listen anyway.
You okay?
No, I haven't been okay in a really long time. On that note, Katie Jean, can you send us out, please?
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.